The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. For those of you listening in Columbus, Ohio, you go, yeah, okay, Bob's on. For those of you listening in Tampa, Florida, many of you are going, where's Bill? This is when Bill Bunkley should be on Faith Talk 570 and 910. Well, my buddy Bill, and he is a dear, dear friend, a man of God. Bill had a little accident over the weekend, took a fall, injured his knee. They're doing testing and so forth. And he was really hoping to be back on the air today, but just couldn't. And we're pretty confident that he'll be back on the air tomorrow for you folks there in Tampa. I know you miss him, but it is my privilege to be simulcasting today in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM WRFD, and also in Tampa on Faith Talk 570 and 910. Well, these are insane times, unique times, and I have a friend on the line that I think you're going to want to meet. For my Ohio listeners, you are familiar with Pastor Jim Custer, pastor of Grace Brethren Church here for many, many years, host of Right Start Ministries and the radio program syndicated across the country, Right Start. Pastor Jim Custer, it is just an honor to have you back on the program. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's good to hear your voice. I'm at home sitting here on the back porch, and I miss seeing your face across the desk on the microphone.
Well, I don't hear people saying they miss my face very often, I'll tell you that. But
when they interview with you, they learn to look for that little smile. And when you got a smile in your eye, you mean something different.
Well, it's been too long. Jim has had some real health problems of his own and is recovering nicely. So it is great to have you back on, Jim. When I see what's going on, let's first deal with the COVID-19 thing. We saw the entire planet mobilize in a kind of unity that we have rarely, rarely seen. The nations of the world, the governments of the world, linked arms to fight this crisis. And I thought this kind of worldwide cooperation, I either should cue the theme for the Twilight Zone or open the book of Revelation. I know that you have such a heart for prophecy, Bible prophecy. What have you been thinking in the prophetic realm as we've seen this kind of unique, unusual worldwide cooperation?
Well, it's been, like you intimated in the way you ask your question, it's been kind of wow, just kind of wow.
Yeah,
It came by so fast, came by so unexpectedly, and yet came out of kind of an unknown source. By that I mean we still don't have a vaccine for this. Mm-hmm. You know, give you a shot, get you over this. It's still there, and it comes from something that's unseen. You know, we test and test and test, and we're not sure. I was in the hospital recently, and I got tested twice. And both times they said, not, you either have had it and you're past it, or you're not going to get it, but you're clear. And I thought, how do they know that? Because I listen to the news, too.
Yeah.
And, anyway, but the correlation that you made bugs my head because of a couple of passages that just bury me. Now, when I use these passages, I'm not assigning these passages to anybody but to Jim Guster, and today sharing with Bob Burney. Here's the way the passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2 ends. It talks about God granting people repentance to know the truth. Then they may come to their senses. Then they may escape the devil's trap. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Get that? There's a sequence there that leads down a very snaky path. And it ends up in the jaws of the devil himself. Now, I'm not assigning that definition to any of the myriads of issues that have brought this swamp, this maze, this whole cacophony of experiences that have become our experience in the last 6 months. But I am suggesting right after the get-go that Satan is in the center of it. And I think I know what Satan's schemes are all about, and I think I know something about his devilish powers, and I think I know something about his determined goal. And here it is in a nutshell, Bob. Satan will do anything he has power to do to keep people who have access to the truth from receiving it, believing it, and behaving it. Hmm. By that, let me give you an illustration. We are going to see more and more and more global things like this for one supreme purpose, and that is to keep the world's attention away from Jerusalem.
Hmm.
And the issues of Jerusalem, the promises and prophecies of Scripture, whether our listening friends, whether they believe the Bible or don't believe the Bible, there are just certain fundamental things about the Bible that you can't escape. You know, one is it's, 4,000 years old. But the point is the focus of Scripture keeps taking us to this place called Jerusalem, Jerusalem, and keeps saying that the world's destiny is centered in experiences and events that are going to take place in Jerusalem. A lot's going on in Jerusalem. A lot's happening with the Jewish people and all their neighbors. And the Bible gives us a very clear roadmap as to how that's going to lead to a place called Armageddon. And so I have tried to train to say, Jim, now listen, how does this affect attention? How does this detract attention from Jerusalem and the issues of Scripture, the prophetic promises, the promises of God, and the issues that are taking place right now in Jerusalem that, according to Scripture, are going to lead to the Battle of Armageddon and much worse.
Mm. With that, let's put that on hold just for a moment. I think now would be a good time to take a break. We're talking with Pastor Jim Guster, host of Right Start Radio, Right Start Ministries. Long, long time pastor here in Central Ohio and known around the country and the world as an authority on biblical prophecy. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live here in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. My guest, Pastor Jim Guster, host of Right Start Radio Program, Right Start Ministries. Jim, when looking at what happened worldwide with this whole COVID-19 thing. You and I know that in the end times, for the Antichrist to come and rule individual nations, all nations of the world will surrender their autonomy. They will surrender their sovereignty. Were you shocked at how easily not only nations but individuals have willingly given up their individualism, their rights, their sovereignty with so little questioning? Were you shocked at that?
Well, yes and no. I was shocked. I was shocked that it happened. But you know, we are all protective of number one, and we all are seeking what we think is best, what we really, really want, and what we all really want is peace and personal freedom. We want to do what we want to do. I heard a clip the other day that if you ask Jesus what to do that's true, he'll tell you, because he's the boss. If you ask Satan what to do, he'll say, you're in charge, do what you want. And I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good summary. And this hiddenness, it's not secret, but we don't have the vaccine. We're not in charge. We don't control it. And looks like we may be quite a while yet before we can,
yeah,
in any sense of the word, say we've controlled the virus. So people hear that, and that gets their attention. And
what you know,
and
Jim,
then when you start sequencing.
Jim, what has really shocked me, and has convinced me that Bible prophecy is real and the Antichrist could take over easily, is how little questioning. Jim, when we look at what we have been told about the COVID-19, almost everything we have been told has been false. Not everything, but almost everything. Almost everything we have been told has been wrong. The projections were wrong. The models were wrong. All of them, without exception. And yet, based on this faulty information, we have allowed our lives to be upended. Everywhere I go, I'm seeing people wear masks, which is fine. I'm not criticizing people for wearing masks. But my point is, there is very little verifiable information that a mask even helps. And, you know, the World Health Organization released a statement yesterday and today they walk back the statement and reverse the statement. And there, people have just walked in lockstep. If the experts say it, it's got to be true. And I thought, Jim, if there is a worldwide crisis and one world leader pops up and says, I have the answer, I have the answer, I will save you. From what we have seen, Jim, it would be a cakewalk for individuals and the nations of the world to bow down and give up their freedom, their liberty, and their sovereignty so that they could, as you pointed out, so they could individually be saved. And I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in my lifetime, an illustration of the sheep mentality, I guess.
Yes.
And so, such little questioning.
Yes. Well, we have to come back. The Bible teaches us, whether we accept it personally or not, that Satan is extremely cunning.
Yeah.
Look what he did in the Garden of Eden. Look what he did to Job. I mean, you go through the Bible and you see Satan. And Satan is determined to win the world. He's determined to master the world, and you and I know his pattern. We know his program. We even know the symbols he's going to use, 666, on and on and on. We even know the sequencing. Well, How can he mask that? By putting it in the guise of, I will help you enjoy your life, determine your values, and keep you free from anybody else restraining you, or keep you free from anybody else dominating you, and away we go, away we go. I think it's a brilliant illustration of how quickly, as you said, how quickly educated thinking people with college degrees, university degrees, lots of money, lots of this, how quickly they can be deceived into following something that is not true. Not true. That's your point. That's exactly your point.
Well, who could have predicted in January what we would face in the next 3 months? As you said, it happened so quick.
Yep. Yeah, it did. That is true. And that's exactly how prophecy is going to be fulfilled. It's going to be bing. You know, the rapture is going to be quick, whether you believe it or not. It's going to happen. It's going to be quick.
Yeah,
and the rise of Antichrist is, the rise of Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, the actual invasion into our world of Satan and his armies from heaven to earth at the mid part of that 3.5-year period. All of that, Bob, all that we know from Scripture to be true, is true. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
All right.
Satan has to have all these devious other allurements to... I don't doubt that the protesters are very sincere. I don't doubt that.
Oh, without a doubt.
But sincere about what? And half-truths and believing this and not believing that. And as you already beautifully said, we couldn't live in Columbus if it were not for those guys with the badges on their chest.
Yeah.
Impossible.
All right, Jim, we've got about 1 minute left. Put on your 1 minute preacher cap. What do you say to the church, to the body of Christ today in about 60 seconds of how we respond to all of this that's going on around us? About 60 seconds.
The key to understanding what's going on around you is to understand the Scriptures. The Scriptures are truth. The Spirit of God who lives within every believer will guide us into truth. Otherwise, we're toast. We're toast. Who do you think you are to go up against Satan? Who do you think you are to even know your own mind? I'm impressed that Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is how he concluded this whole discussion. He says, but as for you, Timothy, keep a clear head about everything. Endure hardship. Do the work of evangelists. Fulfill your ministry. There you got it.
All right.
That's our mission, Bob.
It is. Amen. Jim Custer, if you want to find out more about Jim Custer and Right Start, go to rightstartradio.org. You will not be sorry. Messages there, sermons, rightstartradio.org. That's the website for Pastor Jim Custer. rightstartradio.org. Jim, it is always a blessing and an encouragement to have you on the program. Thanks.
Praying for you. Praying for you.
Thank you. You as well. All right, Bobberty Live. We'll take a quick intermission, and then we'll be back.